He's playing number 310, the Glad Reunion Day. Thank God.
For a glad reunion day. Amen. I'm glad I read over there, and I think it's 2 Timothy. Some of them say in the last days things are going to continue on as they are, but I've got news for them. Now there's going to be a glad day.
Amen.
Thank God. He is coming back, and I appreciate the Lord. I pray He'll bless you this morning. I believe He'd like to. I believe He wants to. Thank God. We got a lot on the prayer list. several sick and different things like that. But anyway, just continue to pray. Let me read it real quickly. And there's some others that's not on here. I'll try to remember if I can. But if you would, pray for Brenda Stanley, Norma Blevins, Danny Minton, Danny Tester, and Robin Bordwine, Bobby and Gina and Charlotte. Continue to pray for Robert Schrader and Bill Donahue, Tony Rich, Matthew Cannon, Johnny and Pat Burton, James Cable, Rob and Carrie Gabbard, Brother David Gabbard. Continue to pray for Mr. Green and all of the family. I think he had a pretty rough day yesterday, and I think he rested some during the night, but just really pray for him, if you would. God, give him the grace that's needed. Mr. Green said yesterday, he was talking about all those, that said he had a good place to go, and talk about all those that's waiting on him.
Amen.
And started listing them off.
Amen.
Glad reunion day. Thank
Amen.
God. Glad day. But pray for him. And then if you would, pray for Curtis Ponder. I think that's Rosemma and Carolyn, some of them, they went over to see her brother. I think he's on here also, prayer list, but see him. And they're going over at Brother Curtis's church this morning. But they had his father's funeral yesterday. So if you would, pray for him and pray for all that family. If you would, pray for Phyllis Carver and Olema Rice, Ruth Thornburg, Jane and Debbie Parker, and Hattie Crane, Judy Campbell, Linda Berry, and Karen Pageant, Barbie McMurray, Becky Garrison, Rita Smith, and then pray for Ben. He'll be flying back, I guess, tomorrow, getting on. I think he'll start tomorrow and get here Tuesday, but anyway, he's coming back. I think he's more nervous flying back than he was flying over. He's worried about his phone. He didn't get enough. He should have paid for an extra month, is what I'm trying to say. He don't have no way to contact nobody. So we told him, you'll have Wi-Fi in the airport. You'll be able to do something there. But we'll get him. Then pray for Brother Nathan and all the missionaries. Nathan, I talked to him the other day. I guess it was Friday. He did want me to greet the church and tell everyone here hello, and Jacob, Teresa, and all of them, if you would pray for them. Then pray for Pam Horn. Rosemma, actually Carolyn, sent me a text this morning. She's got down here also, but said she's going through a storm. And so if you would pray for them. And then I want to mention this, camp meeting will be March the 25th through the 29th. And you just pray, you know how it is for camp meeting. Everything breaks loose. So get ready. But anyway, I'm looking forward to a good time in the Lord. If everybody comes that says they're coming, we'll have a crowd coming in from out of town. So if you would just pray their safe journeys and all that. The Higginbothams are supposed to come, but I see on here that Miss Shirley still got the flu. She's had that for months. I don't know. They ain't in Florida now, are they? They back home, Oklahoma? Okay. They had to stay down there for a while because she couldn't travel. They couldn't travel. So if you would, pray for them. And then remember Jesse and Sawyer, all of them, they've got the flu, and Matt's got the flu. So Aaron and all of them stayed home, and they sent me messages this morning. I thought, thank God, one day there's going to be a meeting where I won't get texts and say, we ain't going to get to come because we're sick.
Amen.
But anyway, great reunion day. All right, we're going to get the ushers come real quick and take up the offering. You give them, Lord, he'd bless you. We'll sing here just a little bit. Thank God. I'm glad I'm saved this morning.
Amen.
And I'm glad the Lord's still in the saving business. I appreciate the meeting. Wednesday night, we got to go. Jasmine got saved. That's good. I don't know if y'all know that or not. Then I had a good meeting last night. I didn't go because I was worried about Dawn, but they said they had a real good meeting last night. And so I appreciate that. Thank God. He's still in business, isn't he? Amen. All right, Brett, you pray for us, if you would.
Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to be in your house. Pray that you bless through the service, through the day. Lord, pray that you'd encourage each heart, each life. We thank you for each request, Lord, pray that you'd be mindful of that, Lord, today. And Father, now just, Lord, have your way in the services that we'll be able to come together, Lord, in comfort of the Holy Spirit, God, and would you just encourage our minds and hearts, and we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sing number 379, There Is a Fountain. I'm glad it's still open. You can still get in. 379.
Emmanuel, Savior. Thank God. Never been no good. Thank God. I'm glad he's done for me. I appreciate it. I like that. I like that verse. I like that promise. I'm glad there is a power.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
You get in.
Said his ear is not deaf that he cannot hear, neither his arm short and that he cannot save. Lord, he's listening in. He wants to hear you. Thank God. Amen. Diane, you get some of them come up and sing. Quickly here. If you got anything on your heart, you mind the Lord this morning. And good time to Good time just to enjoy the goodness of God. Lord's been good to all of us. He is good. Amen. All right. Come on quickly. Find us somebody to pass one off to. Amen. You pray for him. All right.
He wants to sing Steal the Blood. Amen. It's in the big book.
Last song is sung, I'll go home.
worth it. Amen. Well, as they're getting seated, I want you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 4 just for a few minutes. And I'll try not to be real long. I don't even know what time it is. Don't matter, I reckon. I don't have anywhere to be anyway. And I'm glad to be in God's house this morning. And I meant to mention this. Brother William asked us if we'd pray for him this morning. Him and his family, they're gone over to Grace Baptist this morning. He's preaching over there. And so pray for him. I pray the Lord helps him and helps them. Pray for their pastor. He's been in bad shape for a long time and had some complications during some heart surgery and things like that. But anyway, just pray for him. I hope to have a good service in the Lord. And I wasn't exactly sure this morning where I was going to start from. I know where I want to get to, but I didn't know where to start from. But sitting there, the Lord kindly put some things on my mind. I really had the verse on my heart, Proverbs 25:25, where it said, "It's cold water is to a thirsty soul." So it's good news from a far country. And I've been thinking about that. I'm glad we're in a place this morning where there's some good news. You can't turn the news on, any publication of it, and it's good. It's all bad. I was sitting there thinking, I was reading a little bit on the news things this morning where that attorney general up in New York, the one that's, you know, just got through suing Trump for all of his stuff. And I'm not talking politics this morning. I'm going to get somewhere else. But I seen now where she's suing a meat company because of the gas from the cows. And now she's suing over the transgender athletes because they can't compete together. And I thought there's one woman that seems like got a lot of power just to destroy everything. But then I thought about it, and the Holy Ghost, if I felt like the Holy Ghost said that happened a long time ago. There's one woman in a garden back yonder that was deceived, and after all that's wrong with her, she's deceived and she needs the Lord. Now, I finally got a little bit of grace to pray for that woman, a little bit. Where, you know, I mean, I've been pretty mad at her until then, but the problem started a long time ago. And I don't really want to talk about all that bad stuff. I'm glad we got some good news from a far country. I want to preach on a little thought this morning. The Bible said in John chapter 4 and verse 1, it said, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city which, city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus saith unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go and call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thine husband. In that saidest thou truly. Father, we bow before you. Thank you for the day you've given us. Thank you for letting us come to the house of God. I pray this morning you'd have your will and your way around here, Lord. Touch us and we'll give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes on a little old thought that's been on my mind. He goes where he's needed. Amen. He goes where he's needed. I was looking at this. The Bible said in chapter 4 and verse 1, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, the Bible said in verse 3, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. Refer back just a little bit. The Pharisees and the scribes and all of that crowd had a problem with John. John was over there in chapter 1 and he's down at the River Jordan. He's baptizing and every time he's baptizing, the Pharisees and scribes sees their crowd departing from them and following after one that John preached and told them his latchet of his shoe that is not worthy to unloose. So they come and they question him there at the River Jordan. And a lot of things taking place. But now they see that this man Jesus, he's baptizing more than John did. They see this as a great problem and they don't want Jesus around. But what I want to say is this, Jesus goes where he's needed, thank God. And what I want to say is this, I need him. Oh, Lord God, I need him. I mean, Lord God, I need him, Willie. I need him. I need him. I mean, I'm like that song said, talking about that thief, though. I mean, I'm vile. I feel like I'm viler than he. I'm no good, but I'm glad that he washed my sins away. I mean, I thank God that he washed my sins away. Amen. Glory to God. I know in myself dwelleth no good thing, but I mean, I need him. And here's a situation where there's a woman. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about as cold water. I never seen this exactly like this, but the first six chapters of the book of John, I sat back here reading with that thought on my mind yesterday, as cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank God. Now, I want to start here, and then I'm going to back up just for a few minutes. But I thought about this woman, and you know this situation. She wasn't a Jew. She was really a problem to the Jews, if you want to be honest about it. And she realized her life was a mess. And she couldn't even come. Most of the time, the women come to the well early in the morning and late in the evening. But she was so uncomfortable in her own situation that she come during the midday hours. But Jesus went where he was needed. Thank God. And what I want to say is she got some good news from a far country. Thank God. He left out of Judea, come over to Jacob's well, come over here into Galilee, come over to a place where, my God, this Samaritan woman that was hurting and she needed some help. And I want to say something about this. I mean, oh, Lord God, I thought about, he said something to her. He does something. He does something for her that nobody else could ever do, thank God. The Bible said, if thou knowest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him and he would give thee living waters. I mean, she's getting some good news here. She don't understand it all. And don't you remember how that was first time you come into the house of God and they're up there preaching and singing and all that. You don't understand it all. You just know you're thirsty. thirsty for something you don't have. You're like this woman. You're out of place. You're a fish out of water. You don't feel like you belong. But you know what he's doing? He's telling her, I've got something for you too. Thank God. I've got some good news. You're a Samaritan. You didn't come with the rest of them, but I got some good news for you. I'll give you living water. I've got something for you, thank God. I mean, as cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. I noticed something over in the book of John. John talks about water over John chapter 1. He talks about water over there. He was down there at the river. That's where the water is. Baptizing. That's a type of death. I mean, let me just go through this real quickly. That's just a type of death. You're baptized. You're put in the water. I mean, you're gone. You're not seen. It's all over. We is all sinners. We is all under the curse of death. It's once appointed a man to die, and after this, to judgment. But John was there and his baptizing, and all of a sudden in John chapter 1 and verse 29, I'm talking about as cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. John looks up and he says, behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. You know what he's saying? Every one of us should be dead. Every one of us should go down in this water and never come up, but there's one here. I've been baptizing, but there's one here, thank God, who takes away the sin of the world. You come over to John chapter 2. I'm talking about every one of these has got water in them. Jesus is over there, and there's a place that they're having a marriage in the land of Cana of Galilee. All of a sudden, the party's over. They have no more wine, but Jesus tells that crowd, go and get the water pots. Oh, Lord God, ain't that pretty good? I mean, here's what I'm trying to say is this. As cold water is to a thirsty soul, so it's good news from a far country. I mean, here is a feller, and he's going to do some things for them that they'd never seen before. That's exactly what he wants to do with you. I mean, he wants to do things for you that you've never had before. He wants to give you a drink of cold water, and it'll satisfy your soul, thank God. Every time Jesus is dealing with water here, boy, there's an improvement. I want to say this, I ain't much, but he did make an improvement. You're looking at an old fella on the outside, and he ain't no good. He ain't never been no good. He's sorry, low down, more than you even know. But thank God he put one on the inside. Thank God. I mean, if you come over to John chapter 3, he'll be talking about it over there. He said, you can't be born of just water only, but also the Spirit, thank God. He gets to dealing with water again. I'm talking about his good news. I know this old man that's born in the water. I know this flesh, that's what he's talking about. He ain't no good. But thank God he come over and he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Thank God he took that same water. I mean, my God, and changed it again, thank God. In that he gave us good news. Say, where's the good news over there? If you'll find out, you'll go on just a little bit further and read after he's talking about the water and talking about the second birth and all that. He said, even as Moses was lifted up in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That's pretty good news, ain't it? I mean, here it is. You're in your flesh and you're no good. You're just like me. But I've got good news. You say, let's go on just a little bit further. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's cold water right there, thank God. He gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He come not to condemn the world. Ain't that pretty good? He didn't come to condemn nobody, but that the world through him might be saved. Thank God, that's pretty good news. I'm talking about good news this morning. Look out here and it's all bad. Lord, this ain't the place to come and get bad news. Church ain't the place where you hear about the worldly things. Church is where you come and hear about the heavenly things. Lord God, you want to hear bad news? Walk out the doors. It'll meet you at the door. The Bible said, talked about Cain over there. Sin lieth at the door. It's waiting on you out there. You'll get in your vehicle, turn the radio on, and it'll be bad. You'll go home, turn the television on. It'll be bad. You'll pick up your phone, and it'll be bad. But you pick up the Word of God, and it's good news. Hallelujah. Here a woman is over in John chapter 4. I mean, I'm just going to run through these real quickly. I know I'm probably out of time already. But I mean, here it is. I mean, it's a bad situation, ain't it? I mean, she's done been found out. She's guilty. She's done run into the Messiah. He said, but I want to help you. I'll tell you what, when I was a little feller, I mean, let me say it's when I got saved. In a mess.
Yeah.
In a mess. Just a complete mess. And I'd get around where the Lord was at and it scared me to death. I mean, I was scared.
Oh, God.
But I found out He wasn't there to hurt me. Amen. I found out He's there to love on me. I can't explain it, but I found out He had done gave Himself for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
John chapter 5, I'll just go on real quickly. I feel like that every one of these, I feel like there's a man talking about it. I'm talking about water. Cold water to a thirsty soul. There's a man laying by a pool. Where he's at. He's laying there. Been laying there for 38 years. Been laying there, and every time the waters are stirred, Jesus walks up. Here He is by the water. But He says this. He says, every time the waters are stirred, He said, I have no man to help me. You remember how that felt?
Oh, God.
But you know what the good news was? Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? You come to the right place.
Amen.
You're in a good place this morning to be made whole. You're in a good place where He takes, He'll use these things and He'll turn them into something different. Thank God. I mean, that's pretty good news for somebody. See, it might not mean a whole lot to you, but you ain't been laying here for 38 years. Some of you have not found out you're halt, withered, lame. Some've never found out they're sinners. Some've never found out they're lost, going to hell. But He come by. This man had been laying there longer than Jesus was alive on the earth. Say, well, why didn't He come quicker? He knew He was there. He is God. Oh, He is letting Him find out that water can't help him.
Amen.
That's the best thing ever happened. When I found out my mama couldn't help me, my daddy couldn't help me, the preacher couldn't help me, nobody else could help me, only Jesus could help me. That's good news from a far country. Say, what's the good news? He's here this morning. Yeah, man, He's here to help you.
Yeah.
He's here to do something for you. He's here to talk to you. He's here to raise you up. You don't know how far down I was. God help. Phew. But you know what He done? He come exactly where I was at. He got down there where I was at. Shoot. I'm talking about He goes where He's needed. Boy, if you need Him, He'll show up. Bible said He must need. Said they run Him off. That Pharisee crowd, that religious crowd, that legal crowd, that one that was doing right and didn't need Him. He left. But he didn't leave without a purpose. No, he said, well, all right, you don't want me. I'm going to go where I'm needed. The Bible said he must need Joe. He said, I know where a woman is over here that needs some help. Boy, I've thought about that so many times. Because when I got saved, I was laying out in a floor out in Hoshnam Valley. And a big meeting going on. But the Lord knew where I was at. Just one. By myself. And he showed up. I'm going to go on just a little bit further and I'm going to close. I'm talking about he goes where he's needed. John chapter 7, verses 37. And the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, ain't that good? And when we're talking about this water again, let him come unto me and drink. There's the answer to all of it. There's the answer to this thirst. As cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. If you're thirsty, come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Thank God. I mean, that's pretty good news, isn't it? If you're thirsty, come to him. If you're lost, come to him. If you have a need, thank God, come to him. Bible said, all that come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Whosoever will, let them come and take of the waters of life freely. I like that. I noticed that years ago, that word freely. That is the first word that all of these perverted Bibles changed. Over in Genesis, he said, shall you not freely eat? Took it out. And it's the last word that was changed. Over in Revelations, they took it out. But what I'm trying to say is this is in this blessed King James Bible right here. It's all free. He done it all. I mean, I'm not saying it didn't cost him. I'm saying it's free to you. Oh, there's a great cost. He paid the price. Yeah, thank God. That's good news, ain't it? You don't have nothing to pay with. I have no prize to bring. I have nothing. I have nothing to offer him that he needs. I have nothing to offer him that he had received. But he gave himself. Thank God. I remember what it feels like to try to pay it back. I remember what it was like telling him, praying, Lord, I'll be good. I don't know about you, but I had ADHD long before it was ever diagnosed. I can't stay. My mind don't. Now, I got a one-track mind. It just don't stay on track very long. And they had a cure for ADHD back in the day. But I told the Lord, I'd do this and I'd do that. I didn't do none of it. I couldn't. I quit confessing my sins. And I started confessing the Son of God. You have to do it for me because I can't do it. I have no power to save myself. You're not in a place where you save yourself this morning. You're not in a place where you turn over a new leaf. You're not in a place where you do better. You're in a place where you find out that God's done it all for you. You're in a place where He'll come and sup with sinners. He'll sit with sinners. He'll love on you. I'm talking about good news. I'm talking about not getting what you deserve, but what He wants you to have. I'm talking about good news from a far country. Cold water. Cold water. I got to thinking about that yesterday, and I Googled it real quick. The benefits of cold water. The benefits of cold water. It brings natural healing to your body. But I think the gospel does better. Amen. It brings life to your soul. Ye who are dead in trespasses and sin, now hath He quickened. Ain't that good? He took that which was dead and breathed the Word of God in it, and it became a living soul. Thank God. Alive. Alive. But anyway, I'm going to let you stand to your feet. We'll go here in just a minute. But I thank God for some good news. Oh, Lord. There's plenty of bad out there, but the good news should be in here. I believe He's got a word for you. And I'll say something about that word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. His word brings forth life. Amen. Well, I want you to pray and remember the service tonight. Come back and be with us. Pray for all these that's sick. And be glad when, well, we'll have to get home to get over this sickness, won't we? But it'd be nice. Amen.